Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Samir Bitar of 50 Ways,
which is going to be playing at the Capital Fringe Festival from July 18th through the 28th. Thanks so much for joining us, Samir.
You're very welcome for having us.
Now, this is a really cool premise. Obviously, it's called 50 Ways, and it has 50, it's basically 50 mini little scenes. Explain what those 50 things are, the basic idea here.
Yeah, so we break up with each other all the time, don't we? We leave each other, we're left by lovers, and that's what this is. 50 one-minute vignettes of lovers leaving and being left. Some of them poignant, some of them abstract and crazy and weird, all of them relatable. Some of them are hilarious, some of them are tear-jerkers. They range in age from prom king and queen to an 83-year-old on his deathbed. I mean, it runs the gamut. There's gay, lesbian, transgender, straight, black, white, young, old. It's humans breaking up with each other, and this is how we do it.
I love it. Was it inspired by a song?
It was inspired. Well, yes, good you asked. It was inspired by someone. It was inspired by Paul Simon's number one hit, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Ah, and then so I assume you don't have to go through Paul Simon to get
no,
permission.
We're not, it's just no, it. No, we're not using anything of the song. His name is not trademarked. We looked that up. We're not using any of the lyrics. We're not using the music of the show. It's just a ditty that both Yana, the co-director, and I grew up with, as many of your listeners had grew up with. It's a cool concept. So we reached out to 14 playwrights and said, hey, pitch us some stories. So we collected more than 50. We whittled it down to 50. And there you have a full show.
That's so awesome. Now, I know you have six actors, like you said, performing all of these different roles, all in rapid succession. they must get tired up there. Like, how do they switch? Like, what are we seeing? Are we seeing costume changes? I know there's a whole range of, demos that they're playing.
Right. Well, it's Fringe, so, we have to, a lot of creativity, a lot of brilliance going into how do you shift from character A to character B. So each of them, we have six actors. We have two young men, young women, middle and old men, women, and each of them go through about 20 different characters. And so sometimes it's a shift as simple as donning a pair of reading glasses or not, right? A hat or not. Sometimes, of course, they'll move from left to right side of the stage, from bed into a chair with a glass of wine. So a prop can help. Lighting changes will help, and a few costume props will help.
Awesome. And why don't you dish on all six of those cast members and why you picked them each?
Sorry, what was the first part of the question? Why did I...
Oh, I was just going to say, why don't you tell our listeners who those six actors are?
Who those six actors are? Zoe Walpole is our young woman. There's L.J. Moses is our young man. There is Aidan Hughes, our middle man. There's I.O. Brown, our middle woman. There is Jack Mayo, our elder man. And Deborah, the brilliant Deborah Davidson, as our elder woman. We went through a two-week interview,
audition.
What's that?
Audition.
Audition process. There we go. A two-week audition process. We saw over 57 artists, and these folks clenched it. These folks could give you both physicality and turn-on-a-dime character transition.
Awesome. Now, when exactly did you guys write this, and how long have you guys been at it, rehearsing?
So we started this. So Yana and I have been friends for 10 years, over 10 years, and I've been pushing her to do, she's a brilliant director, I've been pushing her to do some more work on traditional stage. She finally agreed only if I helped out. So she conceived this idea many years ago. We began producing this last fall, late summer, early fall. We pitched it to Fringe Festival, et cetera. We had all our writers committed and started submitting their plays by November, by January. We had auditions in April. We are now off book. Actors are off book. We have 4 weeks left to go to really fine-tune lighting, sound, and all the character development.
Awesome. Well,
It's about a year of love, basically.
There's no such thing as lost time. A year gained, my friend. A year enlightened. Now, so it's coming up the 18th through the 28th at Christ United Methodist Church down on 4th Street Southwest. That's something different about Fringe Fest this year. How cool is it going to be down on that it's down on the Southwest waterfront this year with the wharf and the anthem? It's kind of a hot year to be down there.
All the venues this year are all focused in the Southwest Quadrant within walking distance. We're one block off of the metro. We're three blocks from the wharf. So much activity, so much vibrancy all summer long.
Awesome. And just talk just in general before we go, just big picture it for me. Why is Fringe such an awesome opportunity for you and your fellow local artists? Not only do they perform, or not only do they provide, you know, the spaces for you guys to perform it, but I'm pretty sure they, you know, they give you a cut of the ticket sales, and I know, I can't remember the exact stat, but they've given a bunch of money back to, you know, local artists over the years.
We are really, really blessed in Washington, D.C. to have Capital Fringe. There are lots of Fringe festivals around the country, and most major cities in our country have them, of course, that are around the world. And most of the time, the Fringe has you pay into it, and they loosely organize something or not. You're on your own to market it, you know, to produce your own. We are very different here. We pay into it, and then they do a ton of organization, orchestration, citywide venues, production, marketing, and in the end, the audiences sort of pay the Capital Fringe folks through this button feature that they purchase, and then the venue and the artist split the ticket revenue, which is major. And why is that important for DC? It's critical because it allows fresh voices, unproven voices, emerging talents on stages that are increasingly too expensive. They're preventative. They're too expensive for new voices. You know what it costs to put up a big Broadway or off-Broadway show? Millions. And so for the cost of about $7,000, you can get a solid feature play, original play, in front of audiences for a solid week.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time. Just sort of in closing before we let you hop off, why should our listeners, if they've heard this, they think it sounds intriguing, why should they come out?
They should come out because it's going to be a fast 70-minute time. It's going to be rippling laughter connection, and they'll cry. So if they like to be entertained, right, on the subject of love and see themselves on stage, they should come see it.
Sounds like it's going to be fast-paced, fun, hilarious, cathartic, sad.
Cathartic. All the word cathartic, Jason.
There you go. Well, if there's 50 ways, yeah.
50 ways to be cathartic. I love it.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks so much, Samir. We appreciate it, and best of luck getting ready for the rest of the show.
Thank you, Jason. We hope to see you there.
All right. Later,
have
buddy.
A good one. Ciao.